Kevin Durack from the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in beautiful Minot, North Dakota today with the broadcast of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hannon, and we're going to get back to your phone calls. We always ask a normal or not survey question or two on the program on Friday, so we got that going at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also call us at 701-258-0550 or weigh in on our Facebook page as well, if you'd like to do that. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Most of our chatter has been on the question of whether or not it is normal or not to think that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. An interesting conversation last hour with someone that spent some time in foreign intelligence. And I don't know, I haven't been keeping a hard tally, but I'd probably say 50-50. Some saying, yes, it's over, he's acted alone, and others believing it was something else. So you can weigh in on that today. Also had a fascinating conversation with someone from Minot. Craig from Minot called. Actually was in Dallas 50 years ago on the parade route and watched John F. Kennedy go by in the motorcade just a mere 10 minutes before he ended up in front of the Texas Book Depository building where he was assassinated just 10 minutes after our caller had heard from him. So if you remember where you were and what you were doing on that day and want to relive some of those moments, I welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well. A couple other questions we could toss out, Steve. One, Harry Reid decided to go nuclear yesterday. Did you see that? And he evidently knows better than Thomas Jefferson, because literally Senate rules that Thomas Jefferson crafted were uprooted yesterday in the United States Senate. This is mainly regarding nominations of judicial candidates and other appointments by the executive branch, not Supreme Court, but everything below that at the judicial level. Senator Heidi Heitkamp went along with Harry Reid, despite three Democrats not going along with him. By the way, Joe Manchin out of West Virginia was one, and there were a couple others I forget. Senator Heitkamp did go along with Harry Reid. Senator Hovind did not. We want to know what you think. Who's right? Who's wrong? Normal or nuts? The idea of going nuclear in the Senate. So you can weigh in on that one as well. What do you think about that one, Steve?
You know, one of the other things I'm a little concerned about, and it's where we're going in this country as a society. I don't know if you've been following any of the stories about the latest craze with young people. It's called the knockout game. Hey, have you heard about that, Scott?
I have, and I understand it's a sort of a bit of an epidemic that folks are looking into. This is the craze where, you know, just these thugs, I guess, and punks, for lack of a better term, come up and punch somebody.
And the object of the game is try to knock somebody out with one punch. It's somebody that's unsuspecting, somebody that doesn't know that it's coming. So just some random stranger on the street, you're walking down the street, and it's kind of a young person's game. Teenagers are doing it, and the younger set. Well, I knew this was going to happen. Finally, it's gotten to the point that it just turned deadly. A 60-year-old woman shot and killed two teens after she was attacked. She was walking home in her neighborhood from a convenience store. A group of seven teens came up, one hit her. Another one was attempting to hit her, and she had a concealed carry. She pulled out her gun, and she shot two of the teens dead. The rest of them scattered. Police are looking for the rest of them right now. You can weigh in on that on Facebook. We've had a few responses. Trevor says, about time, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Scott, I was wondering when people were going to start playing the shoot-back game. No way she should be charged. An elderly woman attacked by two thugs. They got what they deserved. One of the discussion is whether or not she's going to be charged for defending herself. I don't even know how that could even be considered a possibility. That to me would be nuts.
That is nuts. I'm with you on that one. Last one I'll throw out is Leslie Frazier nuts. The coach of the Vikings is putting Christian Ponder in at QB this weekend. That one's a hot one, too, on our Facebook page. All right, we'll get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Somewhere in North Dakota, Alan is calling. Where are you listening today, Alan?
Hello.
Hi there. Where are you?
I'm in North Dakota. I just have some information on JFK for you.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Let's have it.
Well, everybody used to talking about who killed him. They're all wrong. The driver of the car killed JFK. All the unedited, all the edited video you ever see, you never see the front of the vehicle. If you Google on YouTube Bill Cooper's unedited JFK assassination video, you will see the driver pull out a 1911 out of his right shoulder pocket, fire one round, And you'll not only see the gun, you'll see the muzzle blast. That same driver of that car was killed within 2 years. He was a CIA agent. And Bill Cooper, the man who found this out and released the information, he was also assassinated. So that's all I have to say, but that's who killed him, was the driver of the car.
Where do you find that video?
He told us that. He said that Bill Cooper, unedited, is what you would put up on YouTube. If you want
to do some Googling and YouTubing for that one. I'll have to check that one out.
We have a big hoax. We have E. Howard Hunt, and now we have Bill Cooper added to the... But I think there's more people that think that there was a conspiracy theory here beyond Oswald than believe it was Oswald today. But I've heard before that that film he's referring to, that video, is a hoax. That it was, you know, was...
Well, that's one I have not seen. Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in on a Normal or Nuts Friday, Doug in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. The question that never seems to get asked, or let alone answered, let alone asked, the Secret Service is pledged to protect the life of the president since the days of Lincoln. Why didn't they bother to take a walk through the Texas School Book Depository a couple minutes or half an hour before the car went underneath to see if there might have been a sniper up there lurking with a rifle or a hand grenade or whatever?
It's a good question. You know, in this day and age, Doug, obviously, you know, every one of those buildings would have been secured and not allowed anybody in there. Obviously, to have that kind of access down on a presidential motorcade, I don't know. My answer would be probably just was a very different time when they just you know, didn't go to that that level. But can you imagine now? There would have been, you know, a Secret Service agent, no doubt, you know, seeing someone in the window and taking them out before or had you know, agents on the floor or whatever. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, if anything ever looked like a sniper's nest above the presidential parade route, I mean, I heard people were hanging out the windows looking out there. I mean, it just seems so obvious. And I just wondered if the Secret Service has ever offered an official explanation why that building wasn't searched.
Are you suggesting the Secret Service was in on it, or just that there was some level of incompetence there?
No, yeah, I think it's incompetence. These conspiracy people, I mean, they're really way out there. I mean, the last guy, I mean, please. But, I think it was incompetence. But, I mean, was anyone called on the carpet? Was anyone made to answer for it? Or I don't know.
Well, and going back to our last caller also, you know, he said that it was a CIA driver. That's the Secret Service's job. So why would there have been a CIA driver in that case? Doug, thanks for the phone call. Let's get one more in quickly. John in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, guys. Let's start 50 years ago. Age 13, shooting basketballs in the gym, and fifth grade teacher comes in and about 2:15 to tell us he was shot and he had died. And then our teacher dropped his TV from home, and we spent the next days watching the news. That's what I remember. And then about all these other calls, we'll find out what happened in the Kennedy assassination about the same time we find Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
Well, it's over. I mean, you know. Like I said, we'll figure that Kennedy thing out once about the same time he finds Jimmy Hoffa's body. You know.
Well, you know, one of the things I wonder why, you know, with all the technology that we have available now and all the, you know, ability to preserve the evidence, if some of these theories are accurate, why don't we battle test them with today's technology? You know, it just seems to me that, you know, this information's all out. It's there. So I think if one of these grand conspiracies were accurate, we would have more definitive proof of that by now, don't you?
Exactly. And it's 50 years later. Don't worry about it anymore.
when the coach comes in, John, and tells you, do you remember your reaction?
Well, I'm just very surprised, yes. And it's kind of like, school came to a halt, you know, and like I said, he brought in the TV our classroom, and, you know, next 3-4 days, that's all we watched, you know, instead of having class. So, anyway, on a lighter side, quickly, 1960, small school, my class was a class of 14.
And John, hold on. We'll let you finish up on the other side of the break when we come back. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. You can weigh in, open phones on any of our topics. A Normal or Nuts Friday, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture, HGTV.
Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
A word about agriculture. From your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Scott Hennen, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to call. I want to tell you about PetroServe USA at Bison football weekend coming in here. Last regular season game of the home schedule for the Bison, so check that out. And by the way, if you're watching the PetroServe USA Bison pregame show, you just might be the lucky winner of $500 in cash. We'll draw two more of those in the $10,000 giveaway. That is, if you have registered at one of the PetroServe USA locations. You need to get in there at one of their locations, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, Wahpeton, West Fargo in North Dakota, Bemidji, Dilworth, Glendon, and Moorhead locations in Minnesota and get yourself registered for that. While you're there, remember, everyone's a winner, not just the Bison. The 4-for-4 deal means you get a personal pan hot stuff pizza, single topping, two cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain drink. Those four items are all yours for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. And they're helping America feel better at PetroServe locations as well. And that's one of the reasons that you might want to fill up at E15 at the PetroServe USA stores and save yourself another good chunk of change, a couple of dimes. You're going to save on filling up at PetroServe USA. Okay, back to the phones. So John and Grand Forks are going to finish his story for us. And we have other calls waiting as well. So go ahead and finish, John.
I'll be very quick. 1960, our teacher wanted an election in the classroom for Kennedy versus Nixon. And they had one kid come up and talk on behalf of Kennedy. And I got up and talked on behalf of Nixon. And our class was only 14 kids. So then we had the election, and there was 13 votes for Kennedy and one for Nixon. And, man, did I get picked on after that.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to John in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hi. It's probably way off subject, but my mom sent me a text yesterday. She's 81 years old. And she truly was part of the greatest generation. She was out of the house at 14 years old. Not too many years later, found out, or she ended up raising two kids at a time when you were a single mom. It was like having leprosy, basically. Never once did she get any help from the government or anybody. But anyway, the text said, if your dad was still alive, he would be 87 today. And we would have been married for 57 years. Politics would drive him crazy today, LOL. But as long, same with my dad. At eighth grade, he was out of school and on his own. And my mom and dad never got any help from anybody. And when my dad died at 51, they owned two businesses and were very successful. And my mom, again, when he died, ended up running them two businesses and took care of my little brother and sister. Again, never taking any help from anybody. And it's a sad day that the takers outnumber the makers now. And that's what I think is wrong with this country. Thanks.
All right. I would contend, John, appreciate the story, that the takers do not outnumber the makers, but the makers are far too often silent. I believe they're the majority, I just think, especially in these parts. You know, it might not be true nationwide, but I think here in the Northern Plains, the folks that are just like the stories you're telling of your parents outnumber those that are looking for a handout. I believe that, and I believe it's the case nationwide. Go Red County versus Blue County, but you got a stoic bunch that that don't engage nearly enough. We have John in North Dakota, another John, and then Linda in Minot, and others waiting as well. Casper in here, Mark in here. So 800-228-0550. John in North Dakota, go ahead. You're next. I want to talk about the filibuster. You there, John?
I'm a Joe. Johnny?
Oh, Joe. Okay. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to comment on that. Where the Senate went ahead and stopped the filibuster in the Senate, I believe the reason they did was because Lindsey Graham's been saying for weeks that he was going to filibuster any nomination that came up in the Senate until the Democrats and President Obama let the Benghazi victims testify before Congress. They won't let them testify. And Lindsey Graham was saying that he was going to filibuster in the Senate until they did. He was going to filibuster every nomination that came up. And now the Democrats went ahead and Heidi Heitkamp voted for this so they could stop the Republicans from filibustering in the Senate. And so then these Benghazi victims, they won't have to testify before Congress. And I think that's one of the reasons they did that. I think that's the major reason, because if the people would hear from these victims, then they would really know what happened, and that would even sink Obama's ratings even lower. And Heidi Heitkamp protected the president, and she's protecting Hillary Clinton and President Obama, and that's why she voted for this new rule change. That, and this hasn't been changed in over 100 years.
Well, that's one of the things that's missing is all this Benghazi thing. That we haven't even scratched the surface of that yet, and it's a little disingenuous on why that hasn't come up. As far as changing the rules, both sides do this politically, both the Democrats and the Republicans. Usually the Republicans wind up fighting, or the Democrats wind up fighting against the Republicans on this when it comes to justices and court nominations. And they do a good job of using that tool. I'm not saying I'm sad to see it go away. I'm just saying that it's been politicized over the last 15 or so years, where it's no longer the spirit of why it was put in there with Jefferson. It was put in there to make sure that the best candidate gets the most votes so that they can move on to a position that's been appointed.
What it's turned into, though, is political gamesmanship. It is. It is. You're no question about it. But it's also political gamesmanship using the rules Thomas Jefferson put in place. Harry Reid just said, screw Thomas Jefferson. Heidi Heitkamp went along with him. That to me is just dead wrong. And I don't doubt exactly what John is talking, or Joe is talking about. And that is that they saw this coming. Also, they wanted to change the story from Obamacare. More calls waiting. Let's get to you. Linda in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Your caller there made me have a second topic now. Don't you think that any time they change the rules in Congress and it's not an emergency situation, that it would be in the public's best interest if they couldn't take effect until the next election came along? That way, neither party would benefit at the immediate time. We would still have our focus on what's going on otherwise, and there wouldn't be that benefit. That's my opinion on that.
Wise counsel, Linda. What else was on your mind?
Okay, you want to know what we remember about the assassination day? I was 10 and a half years old going to school at Minot at Longfellow School, which is one of the ones that got flooded and had to be completely rebuilt. And at that time, we did not have a hot lunch program in Minot, North Dakota. There were approximately four of us that would stay each day and have our sack lunches. And we finished, and we went out to the playground. And it was brisk, but there wasn't snow and stuff like this. You know, I mean, we could have a good time out there. And some of the ones started coming back. And, of course, the ones that come back are the closest ones. The first person came back was a girl, and she told us the president was shot and dead. At that time, she wouldn't have known dead for sure, but that's what she told us. And we point blank, all of us, told her she was lying.
Linda,
and then
thanks
more
for the
people.
Couldn't believe it, I imagine, right, Linda? Just didn't believe what you were hearing.
We went into this classroom and started our day, our afternoon, and it was about 10 minutes or so. And we could see that our teacher was crying.
Oh, my goodness. You got the official word. Fascinating story. Fascinating, Linda. If you can hang on, what we'll do is have Aaron chat with you, and we'll get the rest of your stories here.
Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio co-host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get back to your phone calls after our next guest. In fact, we'll get back to Linda. Let her finish her story from fifth grade in Minot 50 years ago, 50 years later after the assassination of President Kennedy.
I'm curious to hear more of that story, because she said when the kids first said hey, it happened, they called the kids a liar, and then they go into their classroom, see the teacher crying, and been some fascinating stories today, reliving that moment from 50 years ago. So thanks for doing that a little later for us, Linda. Our next guest is the author of a new book called Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker joins us today on What's on Your Mind. Governor, how are you?
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Do we have enough political leaders that are unintimidated in America today?
No. And that's part of what we write about in the book. The good news is, while there aren't many in Washington, there are quite a few across the states. And in fact, in the introduction to the book, I point out that from my view in the state level, there is reason to be optimistic in America, because we do have leaders who are, in fact, today, 30 states with Republican governors, nearly as many states with Republican legislative majorities, where people are doing really big, bold reforms that we don't see in Washington, but we are seeing at the state level. So there is reason for optimism.
Why? Why do you think this? I mean, why is it so tough for folks just to be, is it Potomac fever? I mean, you mentioned that there are examples of governors everywhere that do this, and at the local level and in Washington, D.C., it seems to be a little more difficult. Why?
Well, in the book, beyond just telling the interesting story about what happened and why it happened in Wisconsin with the protests, the recalls, and the tens of millions of dollars brought in from outside of our state and how we ultimately succeeded, I do draw some lessons learned, particularly critiquing the failed Romney campaign and then looking ahead to the future in other states across the country. And for your question about why is there not more courage in Washington, I think you see this in the last two presidential elections, is because we're kind of told somehow that to win, our candidates have to moderate their views, have to moderate positions, even more so have to moderate their actions once they get into office. And what we found is just the opposite, that in key battleground states, not like Wisconsin, but others across the country, particularly states where in 2010, we went from Democrat control to Republican control, what swing voters, undecided, persuadable voters, whatever you want to call them, what they wanted more than anything was leadership. They want people to stand up and tell them what they're going to do and then go out and do it and not be intimidated by forces defending the status quo. And that is more than anything else is what's important. But in Washington, all you hear in Washington is that somehow the only way people can win is if they change their positions and move to the center.
Why is it that you have to be a centrist to get anything done in Washington when the successful states do it
in the states' manner. If we gotten away from states' rights and states knowing best when it comes to the federal government?
I think there's definitely a combination that the federal government has grown too broad, too expansive, too intrusive in our lives, not only taking rights away from the states, which are clearly defined in the 10th Amendment, but as many forget, it's the 10th Amendment that not only says that those things not clearly defined in the Constitution are inherently the rights of the states, but more importantly of the people. And I think that's the even bigger thing missing. So it's certainly a philosophical issue over federalism, but also in the broader sense, I think it's a buy-in by many who live day in and day out on the listening closely to every word that many in the media in Washington say, lose sight of the fact that out in the trenches, out in the states and in our communities across the country, people aren't paying attention as closely to what happens on the Sunday morning shows. They aren't paying as close attention to what happens to the Washington Post editorial board. What people care about, and one of the reasons I mentioned in my book why I'm optimistic about the future of our country based upon the states, is governors and state leaders have an optimistic vision, overwhelmingly their conservative vision as Republican governors, for how to move our states forward. We talk about it in terms that are relevant. We don't talk about fiscal cliffs and sequesters and debt ceilings. We talk about improving our kids' schools and balancing the budget in a way that's responsible for future generations. We talk about helping the private sector get going again, and so somebody's neighbor's been out of work for 6 months can find a job. We talk about transitioning people from government dependence to true independence. Those are the things we talk about, and I think by and large, that's why you see Republican governors being very successful across the country, where we don't see that level of success in Washington.
Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, our guest today on his new book on What's on Your Mind. If you have a question or comment for him, get it in while he's here for a few more minutes at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. A lot of our listeners on the conservative side are frustrated that their presidential candidate choices have not been conservative enough, not out of the mold that you're talking about that works at the state level, Governor. Why does the GOP tend to swing towards the more moderate side, as many folks saw Mitt Romney or John McCain before him?
Oh, I think that's part of this whole mindset that bleeds out of Washington, that too many people listen to some of the traditional media sources. I would wager that all 30 Republican governors in America today are more conservative than our nominee was the last. I mean, he's a good and decent man, so I'm not knocking him personally, but are more conservative. So all this hype, but you heard it again after the election. What did we hear from the pundits, the talking heads in Washington, was the party needed to moderate its position to win elections. Well, just the opposite happened in 2008 and 2012 in terms of the nomination process. And what I found in our state, and I found in other battleground states, is what people want more than anything, even those persuadable swing voters, they want people who are willing to lead. They respect people who have principles and stick with them. And we're led to believe by some of the media that the opposite is true. In our state, there was this very bizarre phenomenon, and it's similar to other battleground, many cases in Western states, where an exit poll of my recall last year, I point out in the book, pointed out that one out of six voters said they were not only voting for me in the recall, they were planned to vote for Barack Obama in the general election, which makes no sense because, you know, he's as liberal as I am conservative. But the difference was when there was a void, when Romney didn't stand up for anything and when my opponent earlier didn't stand up for anything, they were just against the person they were running against. The voters are put off by that. They want to know a message. They want to know you got a plan. As conservatives, we need to stand up and articulate that plan. And by the way, it's got to be a plan that's not just opposing things. We need to lay out what we are for and be proud about it and lay out how it's going to benefit people's lives through limited government, through less government, not through more government. Then we've had a lot of people in not just the presidential races, but even many of the Senate races, who are reluctant, if not downright scared, to make that message. It's a message that wins. We're showing it in the states. We need to step up and do that nationally.
Governor, prior to moving home to North Dakota, I'd lived in two states that were essentially bankrupt, and I blame that on the unions for the most part, being at Michigan and Oregon. Sure. And unions are a big part of blame. You made your name politically taking on some unions and forcing them to rethink some of their positions. Give us a little run through of that battle and how difficult that was politically.
Yeah, we came in, and unlike all but a couple states, including the Dakotas, where, you know, thanks to God, there's abundant energy supplies and enough people smart enough to use them, the most states had big budget deficits 2 years ago. Wisconsin was one of those. I came in and inherited a $3.6 billion deficit. We knew that we weren't going to do what other states did, which states like my neighbor in Illinois, where they had a dramatic increase in taxes because that would hurt the economy. I wasn't going to do massive layoffs because I thought that would hurt in a tough economic times, and wasn't going to cut other things like Medicaid outright because without reform, that would fall on the backs of needy families and children and seniors. In my state, more than half of my budget goes to local government, and having been a local official in the past, I knew that if you just cut by that amount, it would be devastating. I want limited government, but you want it through managed reform. And so what we did was we said, okay, we're going to reduce the amount of state aid to local governments, to schools and other local governments, but we're going to empower them to control those budgets. And by getting rid of collective bargaining, the stranglehold that unions had had on state and local government for years, we empowered our state and our local government officials to go out and make changes, not just in pension and health care, but in so many other areas. Give you one good example. I mentioned many in the book. For years, most of my school districts in Wisconsin, because of collective bargaining union contracts, had to buy their health insurance from just one company, a company that just happened to be affiliated with the teachers' union. Well, today they don't have to. That saved them tens of millions of dollars. That's money that can go right back into the classroom for real results. It's had a positive impact not just on balancing our budget, but on making our governments work better.
Jerry in Williston has a question for our guest, Governor Scott Walker. Go ahead, Jerry, you're up.
Governor Walker, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Governor, I was wondering, have you given any thought to running for president in the next presidential election? I'd really like to see you run. We truly need a real conservative, and we haven't had a real conservative presidential candidate in a long time. I'd like to hear your answer, please.
Well, thank you for the comments. Thank you for the compliment. My focus is completely on 2014, not just because I'm up for election myself again as governor. In fact, it'll be my third election for governor in 4 years. I'm getting pretty good at it. But in a larger context, because what I mentioned in the book is in my state and many other states that switched in 2010, electing a chief executive wasn't enough. We elected a Republican legislature, and together, we took on these big, bold reforms, not just on collective bargaining, but on the budget. We passed tax reform. We cut taxes $1.5 billion. We expanded school choice statewide. We did entitlement reform. We did lawsuit reform. All those things were possible because we had a team of both the legislative branch and the new chief executive that brought that into play. And so what I'm really focused on is not only my own election again in 2014, but more importantly, across America, is a very real chance to not only hold the House of Representatives for Republicans, but to elect new Republican members to a new majority in the United States Senate. Because I know from my state and the other states that have been successful in the last years in reform, it's that team you need in place, not just a new chief executive, that makes the difference. Then after that, then all of us can look at how we 2 years later, fulfill the final part of the plan there and get a new Republican president. But for now, I'm focused on 14.
Jerry, thanks for the phone call. Let's try to get one more quick one in. 30 seconds, Scott in Center. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to thank Mr. Walker. I was working, I'm a 32-year union member, but the trade unions, and the trade unions pretty much really, they're just hardworking people out here. I think the teachers unions and the government unions are what's screwing things up. But I was working on a site north of New Salem, a large construction site, and Michaels Corporation out of Wisconsin was doing the work there. And I was inspired by all the young guys I talked to every day from Wisconsin that were working with me that didn't buy into the bunk of the teachers unions over there and the government unions. And
sounds like you taught them well, Governor.
Yeah, in the end, you know, a lot of those guys are our partners in economic development. What was surprised many people, I talk about this in the book as well, is that nearly 40% of the voters in an exit poll done by NBC News in my recall election were self-identified union households that voted for me.
Amazing.
Because in the end, they're taxpayers just like everybody else, and they thought
Great story.
Only made sense that the taxpayers be in charge of their state and local governments, and that's exactly what we did.
Sorry, we're out of time. The book is Unintimidated, A Governor's Story in a Nation's Challenge. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker with us. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time. Back to the calls next.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen. Prior to talking to the governor in his new book, Unintimidated, Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, we had an opportunity to talk with Linda. She was telling us a story about her growing up in Minot, where she was the day that President Kennedy was killed. Linda, welcome back.
Hi.
Linda, I wanted to give you a chance to finish your story.
Yeah, as I was saying, I was 10 and a half years old, and that put me in fifth grade. And the school I was at was flooded, and I recently went back there when they had their dedication of the remodeled, restored building. I couldn't find my classroom. It had been completely changed into something else, so that kind of made me sad, but you know, it was a special place for a special memory, so I would have liked to have seen that preserved. But, you know, things happen. Anyway, we came back in from lunch, and this teacher was, I guess what you'd call a stoic person. She wasn't really emotional during the day-to-day school days. But this day, you know, it was just, what's wrong with her, you know? And we didn't two and two together. We were just kids. And then we were in class maybe about 10, 15 minutes, and our principal came on the loudspeaker, and that was kind of an unheard thing, too. Usually it was like the secretary. And he made the announcement that Kennedy had actually had been declared dead. And as fifth graders, you study the United States. So we knew quite a bit about Kennedy, you know, because he was the president and everything. A year before, a year after, it might not have touched us as much, but, you know, we all kind of took it pretty personally then. So we all managed to make it through the day and got home and everything. And in that time frame, in Minot, they had what they called personal property taxes. And people would come in and they would say, oh, you've got a TV and you've got a deep freeze, you know, and this kind of thing. And they would make you pay extra taxes because you had these kind of luxury items. So when we moved to Minot a couple of years before that, my dad would not have a TV. So after this happened, he went to the rental store and he rented a TV. And it was just a little screen. It was maybe 13 inches. It was not very big at all. And him and my mom and my grandma, who lived with us, were glued to that TV. And that was the only time we ever had TV in the house. And it was just really odd. And everything was so quiet. Not just at home, but when you went to the store, when you went anywhere, everything was so quiet. It was kind of strange.
Very, very interesting. Linda, thanks for sharing. Think about that. How often do you see your teacher cry? From everything you just told us in that story, that's what sticks with me the most. That you knew something was different that day when you saw that, right?
After the fact, we felt bad because we had called these first few kids back liars. We didn't believe them. But when I think back on it and I saw the expressions on their face, we really hurt them by calling them liars. But, you know, we didn't know.
Yeah, so amazing. Appreciate so much the call. Thank you very much. Here's another that came in, Marlene in Minnesota with a similar story. Go ahead, Marlene.
Hi, my name is Marlene Nielsen. I'm from Lake Park, Minnesota right now, and I'm thinking about 50 years ago today. My husband was a teacher in Elbow Lake, Minnesota, and I was home with two little ones. I was watching our little 13-inch TV set, watching the procession and the goings-on in Dallas, folding diapers, I remember. And many of the young couples that were my age and my husband's age were fascinated by the Kennedys. Although my husband and I were staunch Republicans, we had an enthusiasm about watching them, seeing how their lives were developing. And I loved watching her clothes, seeing her, how she was dressed every time she went. They were dignified. They had stepped into the office of the presidency with dignity and with honor, and we sensed that. When the news came across, in fact, I was shocked. I could not believe it. I thought, this is a hoax. I ran out in our front yard, and a friend of mine who was the same age across the street ran out, come running out into her yard. And we said, it can't be true. It can't be true. And then we realized, as other neighbors and people came out into their yards, and we gathered together, we realized it was true. I remember running back into the house and looking at my two little sleeping toddlers and thinking, something has changed forever in our country. And the thing that horrified me was the fact that here was a young man in a position of leadership who wasn't even armed, and the cowardly way that he was killed made me feel such disgust for him. And then today, listening to your program this morning about the people that are seeing if they can knock somebody out with one punch, an unsuspecting, unarmed person, you know, I see a great similarity in that. Someone isn't expecting the violence. The one lady was walking home from grocery shopping, was it? And suddenly someone comes and assaults her. what a cowardly way to act. It's cowardly, and I think we need to use that term so that we face the fact that there are a few cowards in the United States, and that makes me very sad. I guess that's about it. Those are my memories. We worked through the sadness. I wrote a letter to the editor of our local paper in Elbow Lake, Minnesota, and we managed to get through it. But it was a horrible time, and I'm not so sure that we've completely recovered today. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Marlene, thanks for the call. All the stories today, weren't they great, Steve?
Absolutely great stories. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, folks. That's it for What's on Your Mind. See you Monday. Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.